The future of accounting isn't just about numbers and financial statements. It's about empowering businesses to make informed decisions, navigate complex challenges, achieve their financial goals. And everyone recognizes that accountants are at the heart of this and must become trusted partners. With business acumen, expertise in data analytics, storytelling, strategic guidance, taking the clients towards success. And whatever your role is in this ecosystem, you need to stay ahead of the curve to stay relevant. And that's why this Accounting Answers podcast was conceived, to keep you informed and competitive. I'm your host, Rob Brown, and I've interviewed 111 accounting experts, leaders, advisors, vendors, and influencers in the last few months, and collected for you the very best and latest thinking on what works and what is coming up. In this weekday show, 10 to 15 minutes gets you the lowdown on what matters today in the rapidly evolving accounting landscape. And the profession is shedding its traditional image of number crunching, embracing a bold new future. Data, technology, strategic guidance reign supreme. I've asked the same five questions throughout, covering the next generation of accountants, the proactive advice they need to be given, the drivers of change, the role of tech and software vendors, plus the best predictions for the next few years. Let's get started and hear what our experts have to say. In this episode, we're continuing to ask our accounting influencers and leaders about the role of tech providers and software vendors in driving the industry forward. Tech is spearheading transformation and innovation in the traditional accounting role. But how could the sellers of this tech better serve the needs of accountants? And what exactly are those needs? Let's find out all the missing pieces of the accounting vendor jigsaw as we ask our experts. We listen to Paul Winrow, partner specializing in sustainability, audit quality, and public policy at Mazars, leading initiatives that drive excellence and sustainability in the accounting profession.
Okay, so I think within IT, there's probably a need for more focus on the I rather than the T. So what do I mean by that? Well, I think at the moment, it feels like, you know, technology develops really rapidly. AI in particular is developing really, really rapidly, but it kind of feels like the technology's developed and then it's, okay, as accountants, how can we use it? I think, you know, the changing role of accountants, you know, it's going to be really involved in a wider range of areas, things like sustainability, where they're going to need to pull together information from all sorts of different sources. I think it's important to think about what the accountants need. So the I bit of the technology, the IT, I think about what the accountants need, the information, then look at how the technology can be used to meet those needs. So I think that's probably a starting point. I mean, I've mentioned AI. Key challenge with AI is bias. I think all accountants and auditors in particular, I'm an auditor by background, need to be acutely aware of the risk of bias impacting on their judgment. With the way AI works and the way it's developed, it's likely to be inherently biased. A specialist in AI said at a presentation recently that AI is going to be even more biased than people. And I think somehow addressing that bias that's in AI will be really useful. And I think finally, accountants and auditors are a really conservative bunch. We don't like change. We're always a bit resistant to change. So I think anything that tech vendors and tech providers can do to make that change easy is going to help. An example came up in a recent discussion with a bunch of auditors, where they're saying that, you know, better integration of systems with more plug and play. And I know we've got APIs and things, but quite often the ability to just plug and play would potentially get over some of that resistance to change. That said, accountants and auditors, in particular auditors, need to shift their own mindset and be a bit more open to change.
Let's hear the thoughts of Phil Hobden, Head of Growth and Strategy at credit control fintech Knowit, where he leverages technology to revolutionize credit control processes, enhancing financial health for businesses.
Build better products and build less of them, right? Like, if you look at the app marketplaces with zero, there's hundreds of accountancy products that come in, and then there's hundreds of accountancy products that go. And what the industry needs are good products that stick around and that accountants can invest in. And I know that's hard because there's so many factors within that, whether it's funding, whether it's finance, whether it's people or market fit. But as vendors, we need to just be better at understanding the accountants and what their clients need. And we've got to stop coming in and saying, we have a solution that solves a problem that you never knew you had, and start actually solving the problems that accountants and their clients really do have and that are critical to their business. And then we can worry about the other stuff after that.
Lending their voice to the conversation now is Philip Whitman, Chief Executive Officer and President at Whitman Business Advisors LLC, offering strategic advisory services to propel accounting firms to their next level of success.
So when I look at tech, it's usually not very apparent, you know, the bang for the buck. What is the benefit going to be? I think sometimes they have a very hard time, you know, articulating what it is that that technology is going to do. So, for example, we've seen a proliferation of the FP&A software companies come out. And some of the more progressive CPA firms have actually invested in some of these. You know, you've got Giraffe, you've got FinGuru, you know, and there are many other ones. You've got the one with the clock. I'm having a senior moment. It'll come to me. But in any event, you've got a proliferation of these softwares. But what does it mean for my client? You know, what is it actually going to do for them? How can I generate additional revenue from it? Now, look, anybody can teach you how to use a technology, but I think the why should my tech stack include X, Y, and Z, you know? And even some firms today, things as simple as being in a cloud and having a private cloud versus firms that still have servers under their desks. You know, can you articulate to me, you know, why it's so important that I have a locker up in the sky as opposed to, you know, Susie who's coming in and pulling the tape out of the machine and making sure that, you know, we're backing them up and rotating them. So I think the vendors, I think they need to do a much better job in articulating, you know, how it's really going to benefit the client of the CPA firm. I think if you've got a great technology, it's going to sell itself. So less selling, more listening, more educating. It's like in the US years ago, you know, best job a core salesman could have would be to be a Honda salesman because they didn't have to sell it. They just sold themselves. And I think if there's enough white papers, demos, things like that, that really give people a great understanding of what the tech will do, it will sell itself. I mean, one of the things that we've got, and it's really big now, it's really big in the CPA firm arena, yet there are so few firms that are doing it. We've got a team that uses Microsoft Power BI. Now, none of the software companies, the practice management companies off the shelf, give you the ability to slice and dice your business. And not only your business, because once you do it for your CPA firm, there's a whole nother service line to do it for your clients. Because imagine this, most CPA firms, I do a partner retreat. They can't even tell me how many hours it takes to produce the revenues that they collect. But if I ask them about their client, you know, they could tell me everything about their client. So it's almost like the shoemaker's children with holes in their shoes, you know, and I think with technology, push a button and you can have this dashboard that's telling you everything you need to know about your CPA firm, including why are we expending our very valuable people resources on this client when we have not only below average realization, but it's actually costing us money. Imagine getting profitability by client. Point A contributes $27.14 to the bottom line. Why? Why are we doing that, client? You know, and it can stratify clients as this is a white glove client and this client is a red glove. And we use red because it bleeds, you know, it's bleeding the life out of the firm.
And now a few insightful words from the front line with Rachel Harris, founder of Accountant She, director of Strivex, trustee at the AAT, who is pioneering the path for diversity and innovation in the accounting profession.
Such a juicy question, and I would love to listen to all of the other answers that you've had on this. I think for me as a decision maker, there's two things. First is to listen and have a really open collaborative platform for accountants to be able to submit software request ideas and really foster a sense of transparency around what that future roadmap looks like. As the decision maker in an accountancy practice, not only when I choose to work with a software vendor, am I looking at what that software currently looks like now, but I'm also considering their future roadmap. Is this a brand that's going to grow and scale with my practice? Yes or no? And then the second thing is probably quite personal. to me, but having more than one communication preference. So communication preferences are something that are very heavily built into our practice. And that's because I have different communication needs to other people. So I'm profoundly deaf. And so having the ability to not speak on the phone, but use web-based platforms where I can have subtitles actually hugely diminish my software choices. And that's something that had never really occurred to me until I became a business owner when I was trying to find a telephone provider for my firm and I couldn't actually use a telephone. So the second one is quite niche to me, but I think that there's something there that everybody can take something from and learn from because it's hugely changed the way that we operate within our practice. And we've made changes since then that have actually really opened the doors to neurodivergence and disabilities in a way that lots of other practices haven't. And so having more than one communication preference, so can I use an online chat as well as emailing, as well as calling you, but also huge transparency around what that roadmap looks like and how they prioritize changes. Is it based on who shouts the loudest or is it based on, like, can people vote or up or down vote different changes and things like that? So transparency around roadmap and then communication preferences as well.
And now here is the always excellent Randy Crabtree, partner at Trimerit, host of the Unique CPA podcast, where he delves into the unique challenges and opportunities facing CPAs and accountants today, sharing the best insights and strategies for success.
So for tech and accountants to work together, obviously it's happening and you see it more. Every major tech company out there has an advisory council, it feels like now, where they're working directly with the accounting profession. Not industry, profession. You and I have had that discussion before. But we are seeing them working together. And the key thing is, and this goes to everything else I've talked about already, is just automating as much as we possibly can. You know, automating simple tasks, freeing the accountant up to do the high value tasks. As we're going to continue to evolve this data analytics, this which flows into advisory is with AI, is just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and then allow you to bring these high value service. One thing I see is that with some software vendors, they just need to ease up the integration so that you know, you don't have to, you know, do everything with one family of software and allow whatever works best for you to integrate with the other softwares. A lot of them do it. Most of them do, but there's some gates out there that haven't been as easy, at least from what I hear, to get past as others. So I think the software companies need to all work together from a standpoint of allowing integration with each other. I'm no expert. There's probably some business aspect to that, why they don't always do that. But for me, for the profession, I think it's important. And then the other thing is with software, you know, working with accountants, as AI gets stronger and stronger in the profession, obviously biggest concern is security. And so security is going to have to continue to be amplified as we continue to rely. I mean, obviously we've been relying on technology for a long time, but man, that just feels like that reliance and that use of a tool that it is to make us more efficient. And go back to everything I keep saying, the work-life balance. And man, if we have efficiencies through technology, we're just going to be better. So those are some of the key things, in my humble opinion, that need to happen.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what could the tech and software vendors do better to serve accountants? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of the tech providers, software vendors, and how they serve accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to this brand new Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. They're great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.